I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the District of Columbia, listen to B. Mitchell Finley. If you missed any of the first 2 hours of the program, check it out on TuneIn or iHeart, Odyssey app, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. We're there. You're looking for us, we ain't hard to find, to quote Coach Prime. Right now, going to the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our boy Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. Bobby, what's up, dude? How you been?
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I'm doing pretty well. I'm sitting in the Milwaukee airport, hopefully getting home soon to watch James Wood in the Derby tonight.
Yeah, man. Before we get to James Wood in the Derby, which is fun, exciting news, that was a tough couple games in Milwaukee, man. What the hell was going on?
Yeah, I mean, tough couple games, tough road trip, tough week, tough, you know, month and a half, really, at this point. It's been brutal. I think, you know, talking to some of the guys after the loss last night, they all kind of agreed that we're like, hey, you know, we need this All-Star break. We need some time off. We need to reset. We need to kind of get away from the game. It's been a really hard week. I think a lot of them said, you know, obviously everything that happened last Sunday with Rizzo and Davey, you know, it's been emotional for them. It's been tough. And, you know, they've played some tough teams and have lost a handful of games. They've now lost 8 of their last 9 heading into this break. They're 20 games under 500. The first time they've been 20 games under 500 since the end of the season last year, 71 and 91. So it's been tough. It felt like it spiraled out of control quickly, but it has been kind of a slow burn over the last month and a half. Remember, they were only 2 games under 500 at the end of May, and then now here we are, 20 games under 500, and the season got away from them quickly. So I think they're ready for this break. They needed it, and hopefully they come back refreshed on Friday and try to improve upon in the second half.
Dude, it's interesting because we've spent so much of the last 24 hours, I guess, focused on the draft. What was the mood? I've been in locker rooms where the coach has gotten fired or they've made a massive change, right? And the feeling tends to suck. What was the mood in that locker room after Davey and Riz get fired?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I wasn't there that day, and they announced it after the media was in the locker room. So, you know, right. And so it really wasn't until Tuesday in St. Louis where media was able to get in and kind of talk to guys. And my first time being around them was this weekend in Milwaukee. And, you know, it doesn't feel somber. You know, I think they're all, you know, they know it's a business. They know what they're here to do. They know, you know, individually they're looking to perform and play well for the team. But they all admit it. Like, you know, it's been a tough week. And, you know, for a lot of these young guys, James, Dylan, CJ, you know, they really only knew Davey as their major league manager. I know CJ made his debut with the Padres, but, like, you know, Davey was his guy for these past couple of years. So, you know, to have him suddenly gone and, you know, you get a week of Miguel Cairo, who they all know well, too, and have great relationships. Well, I saw Miguel talking to a lot of players one-on-one, and you know, that's not the problem. It's just, you know, that figure, central figure of Davey being gone. And then you also have Rizzo, who acquired, drafted, traded for a lot of those guys, signed, you know. So He's the one that built that team. He's the one that, you know, when you do that, you're saying that I believe in you. I want you on my team. And now he's not there. It is just kind of tough. And it's, I wouldn't say it's awkward. It's just, you know, they feel down. Losing obviously does not help. If they were winning, it'd probably be easier to kind of stomach. But, you know, losing, again, 8 out of the last 9, it's just been a brutal week. And I think they need this time off just kind of get away and get a mental break.
Yeah. I mean, if they were to start winning, they can get over it real quickly. But if That's things true. Don't get better, what – I mean, how do you get through the rest of the season? I mean, you can't get rid of those guys you just went to. But the ultimate thing is, what happens so the guys know that something will get better?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for them, obviously winning and trying to, you know, 20 games under 500, I wouldn't say get back in this thing, but – you know, hopefully get back to a more respectable record, get closer to the record they've had the last 2 years. They have to play well over 500 for the second half to get back to 71-91. So that seems unlikely, but, you know, just play your butt off and try to win ball games. And then, like, on an individual level for fans, like, you know, you're watching James Wood every day. You're just going to see if he can try to get near or surpass the club home run record. We're going to see if, you know, every time he steps into the batter's box, it's going to be exciting. Every time Mackenzie Gore takes them out, it's going to be exciting. Hopefully you get Dylan Cruz back, and he performs well for the second half. Hopefully C.J. Abrams continues to show that he should have been an all-star the second half, and that he can be the long-term shortstop of this future. So Brady House hitting 2 home runs the other day, that was very exciting. His bat started to come along. You know, he's worth a watch every night, too. So there are individual pieces that are worth watching on this team if you're a fan. And for those players individually, obviously they want to perform and win ball games. And like you said, B. Mitch, I mean, that helps things feel a lot better when you're winning.
Talking to our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. You can follow Bobby at Bobby_Blanco. Check out all his work at Masson Sports. Does a great job covering the Nationals. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Two very specific questions I have. So yesterday, unfortunately, I ended up in the car a lot. I was in the car for 3 hours. One thing that was dope is I listened to the Scottish Open, anchored by our guy Earl Forsey, who does a tremendous job for PGA Tour Radio. But then Charlie and Dave come on because the Nats game, you know, there was no weather out in Milwaukee, even though the weather kicked me off the golf course that I drove an hour to go find. So I'm listening to Charlie and Dave as they start. And they're like, yeah, no James Wood today, his first ever scratch, and a late scratch for C.J. Abrams. The James Wood thing, I get. He was kind of slumping. He's got the home run derby tonight. Is that just a let's give this kid a day off?
Yeah, I asked Miguel after the game about that. Nothing physically wrong with James, just it was a good time to give him some extra rest leading up into the break. And, you know, he made a good point of, like, he doesn't really have an all-star break because he's in the Derby tonight and then he's going to play in the game tomorrow night. So, like, he's going to be doing, you know, intense baseball activity. You know, I know the all-star game is a little more relaxed, but you're still going out there playing with some of the best in the game.
Sure.
So, you know, that's going to be a couple more days, and then he really only gets 2 days off. So I get it, gave him off his feet a little bit. So nothing physically wrong with James, and he should be ready to go tonight. And then CJ, he's got a shoulder soreness in his right shoulder. Miguel said that he felt it and played through it on Saturday, but then he couldn't get it loose yesterday while getting ready for the game. He felt it come back while taking swings in the cages. And they just decided, kind of similarly, just, hey, let's give you some extra rest going into the break. It's nothing too serious, it doesn't sound like. They just wanted to give him, you know, instead of 4 days rest, now it's 5 days off, and then hopefully he comes back Friday ready to go.
Gotcha. I kind of hate this, but I couldn't help but wonder if there were casinos in Milwaukee when I heard C.J. Abrams was a late scratch. You know what I mean? Like, oh, boy.
No, I know.
We've heard this before.
I saw people making that joke, too. But C.J., no, he was in the locker room.
Okay.
You know, he gave Miguel a big hug after the game as, you know, they were getting ready to go wherever they're heading for the All-Star break. No, nothing like that. He was there. He was fine. And, nothing like that.
We've had our years now, and for me, it's just like, what's going to happen for things to get better? Because I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were like, yeah, you know, I don't know. We just had a guy on. He said that the new kid, Willis, is face of the franchise. I'm like, every time we say that about somebody, they end up on another team later on in life. What's going to happen for this team to start keeping their guys around? Because fans are not going to just keep showing up. If every time a guy gets big enough, he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think this, again, this season took a turn for the worse. Whether it was the right thing to do or not, but they said in spring training they're here to compete. Clearly not the case. But they do have a lot of young talent. And, you know, you have James Wood and C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore locked up for a couple more years, at least together. And obviously Dylan as well when he gets healthy. Willits is not going to play a role in that for a couple more years. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said he wants to be in the majors by the time he's 20. That'll be the 2028 season. That's three seasons away. So I don't really put him in that mesh yet. He would have to take, like, a crazy skyrocket trajectory up towards the majors to get there sooner. But, you know, I think they've got to build around this young core. And I think, you know, they've said that in the past. Obviously, it was now an old regime with Mike Rizzo. But, you know, they said that they need to build around this young core. And, you know, I think they need to go about that and find the right players that to supplant these guys and let them be superstars and while also being, you know, you need help. You can't just have James and CJ you know, going 1-2 and then no one else in the lineup producing. That's why yesterday with Freddie Peralta pitching, with no James Wood, with no C.J. Abrams, and Freddie Peralta was carrying a no-hitter through five, I was like, uh-oh. Like, without those two guys, who's going to step up and get a hit? And it was Jacob Young. But, like, The point remains that, like, you know, they don't really have a lot of help behind those two guys. And, you know, we've seen James get walked four times in the game already. Like, if they don't build up around this young core, maybe add a starting pitching as well to help out McKenzie, like, I think that you're right. I think fans, you know, might get a little frustrated because they do have such good young talent. You've got to build out the roster and hope that they perform well enough to make a run at this thing next year.
Yeah. I want to run through the service clock on a couple guys because I don't want to put you in a tough spot here. But, you know, when they traded Soto, it kind of started to feel inevitable because it's like, oh, well, you know they're not going to sign him, so maximize the assets, right? I still hate that they did it. I understand they got a haul, but I fear that they're just going to flip this haul too. We'll find out. Where is Gore on his service clock? Like, how close is Mackenzie Gore to free agency?
A couple of years. I think he is exactly at the same service time that Juan Soto was when the Nationals traded him. Hmm. So he will be a free agent after the 2027 season.
And he is
a Boris
guy.
Tell me all the rumors we keep hearing about him possibly being moved are false.
Well, I mean, I would be surprised if they moved him at the trade deadline. And JP, yes, he is a Boris guy. I know ownership loves him. I know, obviously, this front office, even though Mike Rizzo was gone, was in the, you know, Mike DiBartolo said that he was very involved in the Juan Soto trade and stuff. So he helped bring in Mackenzie Gore. So I think they're very fond of him. I would be very surprised if they flipped him at the deadline. But that doesn't mean you don't pick up the phone call, right? Like, you listen to offers if people are offering. But I would be surprised if they accepted any.
Well, dude, if you're – so trade deadline's the end of the month. Right now they're 20 games under 500. So they get this week off. They'll play another, I don't know, 6-8 games before the trade deadline. If you're 25 games under, shouldn't you take the call? I get loving him. I've met him. I've interviewed him. I love his kind of like audacity. I love watching him pitch. But like, if you did it, unless you're willing to change something philosophically from a wallet standpoint, what are you doing?
Right. No, and I agree with the sentiment. Like, hey, pick up the phone. Like, if people are calling, you listen to offers. I mean, you should always listen to offers. I would just be surprised if they accepted one at this point. And I think that would take, you know, obviously approval from ownership to go ahead and make that kind of move, like, you know, Rizzo had to get to flip Juan Soto a couple years ago. And two, it would take this front office's desire. I mean, like, you know, that's the tricky part right now for Mike DiBartolo. You know, he's one, you know, general managing this team for his job, but two, you know, he's got to navigate this big trade deadline coming up. That's going to be a huge question. Like, you know, maybe teams kind of look at the Nationals and say, hey, they're 20 games under 500. They have an interim GM. Let's go try to go get one of their stars if they think they're not going to sign them. And that's a tricky part for him to navigate. I would just be surprised if he did that. That would take, you know, some.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some pretty big guts to go ahead and make that move while you're at, I still have an interim tag on. But, I mean, you know, maybe that's the kind of move that you want to do to show ownership that, hey, I'm in this for, and I'm not afraid to make a big deal and rebuild this team, you know, quickly. But, it all kind of goes back to what they think their timeline is. And I think right now that's really up in the air.
What is CJ's service timeline?
CJ is going to be a free agent after the 2028 season. So actually kind of lines up with when Willits would possibly make his major league debut.
Okay. Because I know they were talking about an extension with CJ early last year, and then it seems like that's just kind of gone away. I am going to the Nats game on August 3rd. I'm excited. I'm going to take my kids. My kids won't care if they're 30 games under 500. They just like going to a game. But I just, for a ton of fans that invest so much time into baseball seasons, this one just feels different. Like, they've been 20 under the last 2 years. I get it. This one, they kept saying, nah, man, this is the year we're here to compete. Maybe they shouldn't have been saying that.
Well, I was going to ask you, JP, do you feel like if they hadn't said that, would you feel the same way? Do you think fans would feel the same way?
I don't know. When I heard them say that, I said, you shouldn't say it. I don't think you're built to compete.
Right. So if they hadn't said that and we're sitting here 20 games under 500, is the feeling different? I think it's a little different. I think fans are like, yeah, you know, they're still a year or two away. Like, this kind of makes sense. At least James Wood's an all-star. At least Mackenzie Gore's an all-star. At least C.J. Abrams should have been an all-star. You know, I think we're, you know, it's just, I think that statement at the beginning of spring training kind of changed everything for this season. And if they had not said that, if we are still here where we are today, the perception is very different of this team. And I think we're maybe looking at it in more of a positive light because you have C.J., James, Mackenzie. And instead of being like, well, I thought we were going to compete in September and we're 20 games under 500 at the break.
Hadn't said, they may all still be here.
Yeah, that's true.
That could be true, too.
But I also think the 11-game losing streak makes it tough, regardless of what you said going into the season. You lose.
Sure, absolutely.
You lose 2 weeks in a row. Let's talk about something fun. Bobby Blanco here with us. James Wood, home run derby tonight. His bat had gotten a little cold, but now he got a day off. He's down in Atlanta. He's such a low-key guy. I wonder how he reacts to kind of the bright lights of this event. What are you expecting tonight?
I'm expecting him to make it interesting. Yeah, the bat has gone kind of cold. I think he only had like 3 hits over his last 8 games before he took a day off yesterday. And he struck out 4 times Saturday, which is going to take the third time he's done that in his career. So that might have also played a role, factor into him getting a time off. But I think he can make it interesting tonight. My thing with James in the Derby is that his swing is so naturally effortless. I think he can save a lot of his energy because we see so many guys, go into this thing and then not realize how much energy it takes, and they get exhausted so quickly by trying to hit, you know, like 500-foot bombs right off the bat, and then you're exhausted by the second round. I think James, that persona, the laid-back attitude, can maybe help him in this because he's not going to get too high. He's not going to get too amped up. And he just can go out there and kind of swing. The right field wall in at Truist Park is high, but it's short. And then his natural swing goes to left center, and that wall is pretty short. So if he hits ball, if he hits lasers, like, and the ball gets out quickly, like we've seen him do, like not skyrocketing bombs, but like lasers over the wall, that will allow him to, the ball the quicker the ball gets out, that will give him more time to rest up in between swings, and he could save his energy. So I think that could play to his advantage.
So I've looked at the odds, and it seems like the odds makers have him as the third best chance to win this thing. Cal Raleigh from the Mariners, that just mashes his first.
His first time being there, too. That kind of,
yeah.
You never know, first year.
And then O'Neill Cruz from the Pirates, his second, roughly 3-1. And then James Wood, 4-1. What do you think he's more excited about, tonight or tomorrow?
That's a good question. I would think he's more excited about tonight because you know that you're gonna get a lot of, let's call them at bats, right? Like tomorrow night, he's not starting. He might only get one at bat and only play like two innings in the field or whatever. So like, yeah, you're participating, but like, he's not going to be the star of the show tomorrow unless, you know, he hits another home run and becomes game MVP, whatever. But he could be the star. He could more easily be the star of the show tonight. And I think just the more baseball activity that he's going to do tonight, it probably excites him more than tomorrow.
It's very cool. In a season where we all are kind of looking for good news, tonight and tomorrow should be a lot of fun. Bobby, good luck with the flight.
Appreciate
good luck
Bobby.
Getting out. Were you chilling out for the All-Star break? I hope you get a little time to yourself, man.
I mean, every time I hated that they moved the draft to the All-Star break because it means I don't really get an All-Star break, but luckily it ends today. So hopefully by tomorrow I can just kind of relax, watch the game, and then go play some golf later this week before the season starts on Friday.
There you go, man.
All right, brother.
Enjoy your break, dude. Take care.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Bobby Blanco, Masson Sports. Now, Bobby's got to keep working, but you know what really needs to keep working is all of your cooling, heating, plumbing needs. And if you're concerned with the summer, it's going to be hot as hell. You don't want your AC to break. That's the last thing you need. So you need to check out my crew over at Crop Metcalf. They can hook you up with a brand new cooling system starting at just $186 a month. You heard me, as little as $186 a month. And that includes all your future service repairs, plus your heating and cooling checks. One low monthly price, no curveballs, no nonsense. Or what about your water heater? Don't wait for that ice cold wake-up call. Crop Metcalf will install a new water heater starting at just $56 a month. Don't wait till it's too late. Do what I always do. Call the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.